From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Libraries all across Arkansas are joining libraries nationwide to encourage patrons to build a better world this summer, as KUAR's David Monteith reports.
The Summer Reading Program is an event in which libraries across the country, united by a common theme, promote reading and educational activities during the months most schools are closed. Liz Deering, a librarian assigned to the Hillary Clinton Children's Library, has participated in the program for the past decade.
This year's theme is Build a Better World. So a lot of our programs are going to be centered around things like gardening and making things with your hands, recycling programs that teach the young children about living responsibly in this world.
The Collaborative Summer Library Program is a consortium of libraries that decides each year's theme and provides materials and ideas for programs to member libraries. Matt McLean, a library manager in Utah, is the president of CSLP.
Having a similar theme across libraries helps people really feel like they're part of something bigger. So, you know, if I'm from Utah and I came to Arkansas and I saw kids wearing the same t-shirts that I see at my own library, I think, wow, I'm part of something a lot bigger than just my own little library. People across the country are enjoying and celebrating the same things together.
The Summer Reading Program began 30 years ago with 10 libraries in Minnesota and now includes libraries from all 50 states. McLean says providing academic support is one of the main goals.
Summer reading is a way to keep kids reading over the summer to prevent the summer slide, which is where kids start the next school year at a lower educational level than they finish the previous school level.
While kids and teens are the focus, many libraries also offer events and recommended reading lists for adults. Here in Little Rock, programs include magicians, musicians, and a mobile aquarium, as well as a night out at an Arkansas Travelers game. Deering said she looks forward to the events, which are expected to draw thousands of participants.
Every year, we absolutely love it. And this will be the first year that I'm spending the summer reading program at a different library other than Fletcher. And I am really fortunate to be spending it at the children's library. As we speak, there are children everywhere.
For more information on programs, visit KUAR.org. David Monteith, KUAR News.